tagging. You know this cookie's for the bag.
Good morning and welcome back to the Donna and Marley Show on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. Thanks again to Dawn McClain for that dirt alert brought to you by Aldi. Appreciate that. Like this.
Donna,
I'm dancing. What do you want?
Love is dead or alive.
Well, it's alive for Joe Jonas.
It is alive for Joe Jonas and Sansa Stark, or who you would know as Sophie Turner. She plays Sansa Stark on Game of Thrones.
So let's see. Joe the Jonas is 28 years old. Sophie's 21. They announced their happy news over the weekend. He wrote alongside a picture of the ring. She said yes. She also added on her Instagram page. She said, I said yes. It's a picture of the ring. The ring is gorgeous. It's like a pear-shaped ring with, what is that? Bevel? Is that what it's called? I don't know. So that's diamonds going around on a circle, and there's two circles.
Can you tell who's never been married?
We are your diamond experts here.
We're like, I don't know, there's stuff and things around it.
I'm like, there's a piece of metal, there's some rocks on it.
Thanks, Neil.
Looks cool. It does. It looks actually really pretty, though. I think it's actually quite gorgeous.
Cool.
And unique.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Those crazy kids.
I'm excited for them, but I'm also nervous because she's really young. She is.
Stop it.
This is happening all last week when I start talking in a random voice for no reason at all.
We're having some problems.
We're working some things out behind the scenes.
Don't worry. We'll be okay. No, but I think they're cute. I think they're super cute.
They're super cute. People, I think, love this. They love that they seem to be really in love. They seem like they're really happy. I think that's great. A lot of people are kind of sad that Joe Jonas is off the market. A lot of people are making Game of Thrones jokes. They're like, oh man, final season's going to be crazy when Joe Jonas gets in the Stark family. So I appreciate that as a fan of Game of Thrones. But yeah, otherwise, I do just, man, getting engaged at 21 seems really, really intense. I don't care who you are.
It does seem really, really young.
And it's pretty fast, too. Like, they've been dating since at least December of 2016, but that's about a year.
Yeah. That's, maybe they'll be engaged for a year or two, which is what my advice would be.
Sure. Just some friendly advice from your Auntie D.
Well, and I think it's because they're still getting to know one another. And it's so funny. I was with a couple over the weekend and they've barely been together a year. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, remember when we used to do this? Remember all the times? This is where we used to always go. And I'm like, you guys, you've been together for like 11 months. Like, so you're acting like you've been together for 25 years because they're in that honeymoon phase.
Yeah, you're like, there are no places that you used to go when you've been together for 9 months.
Right, and I'm like, geez, you two, settle down. So that would be the only thing is because, you know, also she's 21 and still growing up. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of, you know,
well, and they're both famous, which always makes it, I think, and it's just an added obstacle that most people don't have to deal with. But I think that
you're right.
Speculation. You have other people commenting on your relationship. You have things written about you.
Yep. And then that could, you know, feed into any kind of insecurities you may have.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. So love is alive for those two. You know who else love is alive for, Marm?
Who?
Oh, Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen.
Oh, Danson and Steenburgen.
They're alive.
Love is alive, love is alive, yeah. Love is alive, love is alive, yeah.
They're alive.
They're alive.
Yeah, yeah. Rock it out on one day. Tonight, love is alive.
All right.
Dang, that's a good one.
That's got a punch.
Dang, that is good stuff right there.
That's going to leave a mark. Okay, no troubles between Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen. Steenburgen. Wow, see what I did there? I flipped it.
Yeah, that last name is, that'll
that's
throw
a
you
tough
for
one.
A loop.
Why didn't she go with Mary Danson?
I don't know.
All right.
We're not here to comment on that, but Steenburgen does sound like some sort of fish. Just saying.
A little bit. Okay, so they've been married for 22 years, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because Curb Your Enthusiasm often features actors who play themselves on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So Ted Danson plays Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen plays Mary Steenburgen. The two of them are married on the show. They're married in real life. And Ted on the show just recently announced that they were getting divorced. And he wants to go out with Cheryl, who is Larry David's wife or ex-wife.
Okay.
So there is no trouble in paradise. I just wanted you guys to know, but because they just went on vacation in Hawaii. But he is so stinking sweet about his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He said that being with her is like being in heaven on earth. He said that he knows that when he dies, he can say that I was loved. You know, if I were to die, I could say I know what it's like to be loved and to love. I mean, they're the cutest.
Oh, my gosh. What are we, in Moulin Rouge?
He gushes. He just recently in the summer told Closer Weekly, I am madly in love with Mary. She's a remarkable human being and being with her feels like heaven on earth.
Wow.
22 years. I can't stand it.
That's beautiful.
I know.
I love it. I'm glad they're not breaking up. That's
I
weird.
Am too.
Yeah, you see that on the show and you're like, what?
He said the show is fictitious. It's just a make-believe storyline. Mm-hmm. And they're both going to be on the show this season. So
okay. Do you want to hear some other words that are going to make you want to also just explode because they're...
So sweet.
Yeah, yeah. It's Kacey Musgraves. She got married over the weekend.
Yeah.
She married Rustin Kelly. She said something kind of along the same lines. She said... like, I want to live in yesterday forever.
Oh.
She said, the sweet morning after the most unbelievably magical night. And then she had a photo of her wedding flowers on the sink. I guess this was kind of a surprise, but they both started tweeting about it the day of and Instagramming and that kind of thing. Because he said, last night as a bachelor, finally ready to throw in the towel. Jeez. And then he said, I actually found the real thing. Couldn't be more proud to have all our family and friends here to honor this badass union.
That it's so strange because I don't think they've been together very long because for a long time she was dating a member of her band.
Oh.
Very long time.
Okay.
So they must have just fell really, really hard, really fast.
They're just like,
when your legs don't work like they used to before. And I can't sweep you off of your feet.
Oh,
oh man, Ed. Anyway, their dog, Sawyer, had a tux on. He was part of the...
Kacey Musgraves?
Yeah, I think it was Rustin Kelly's dog,
oh,
Sawyer.
Okay.
So he was pumped for the wedding. He has a little tux around his neck, you know, kind of a doggy outfit.
Sure.
He looks dapper, so congratulations to them.
Oh, he was the best looking gent there.
So cute.
Hey, I have to say, just while we played that Ed Sheeran song, I have to put out there that I found this amazing song over the weekend. It's called I Was Made for Loving You, and it's Tori Kelly featuring Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
Have you ever heard that?
Yes. Yes. Have heard it. Let's revisit it.
Okay.
When we do our little jam sesh coming up here.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we'll come back with it. But I heard that over the weekend. I think maybe for the first time or the first time actually really listening to it. I thought it was, number one, an incredibly beautiful song. Number two, would be a really good wedding song.
Oh, good.
If anyone's on the search.
Okay. So we'll play that for you coming up. Also, for the first time in 13 years, Tears for Fears has a new single. We'll let you hear that too. All coming up next on My Talk 107.1.
Oh.
Welcome back. This is the song Marley was talking about before we went to break.
It's called I Was Made for Loving You, and it's Tori Kelly featuring Ed Sheeran.
Their voices sound really pretty together.
Oh, I love this.
It's yeah, so, I love this too.
So beautiful.
Good call on this one, Marv.
So go out and enjoy that or cry.
What are you going to give this on the Gary scale? How many?
That is a wedding song. I give that 5 Gary.
5 out of 5 scary Gary.
It's because it's October.
Love our scary Gary scale.
I do too.
It's a lot of fun.
Let's mix it up with the Gares.
Let's do it. Okay, we've got other music we want to check in on.
Oh, we do. We do. Okay, let's start with Tears for Fears. Oh, man. Okay, so Tears for Fears they're putting out an album. I think some of their greatest hits are on this as well.
Okay, it's their first new music, again, as you said, in 13 years.
Yep. Wow, yeah.
Yeah, their new song. It's called I Love You But I'm Lost.
Yeah, and I thought we could listen to it together.
All right, well, stop.
Well,
how do you feel about that?
I feel like let's go back to the drawing board. Let's get more of this. Nice, clean, not noisy, classic, pleasant, bouncy, snappy.
More I'm just going to let you keep going there.
Don't love the new stuff, don't love the old stuff.
Just gonna put it out there.
You don't like Everybody Wants to Rule the World?
I don't like this.
Oh, Mar.
This reminds me of the Zoolander scene where they're spraying each other with gasoline hoses and drinking orange mocha frappuccinos.
All right. Well, that song is going to be on the album as well. So is Shout. And, Sowing the Seeds of Love. That was a good one.
Okay.
So, and then they're throwing in this new track, too. So that'll be coming out.
Well, I'm all for never stop working. Keep going. Keep it up, guys. Love it.
But...
Zero Gary's.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, then maybe you'll like this.
Okay.
Chris Martin doing a little ode to Julia Roberts.
Yeah. So this was at the AMFAR Gala. She was accepting a Courage Award, and Chris Martin was there, and he sang a couple little ditties. He sang a take on Pretty Woman, but then he also sang an original song that was kind of all honoring Julia Roberts.
How do we survive in a world of ill? They said you watch Mystic Pizza on Notting Hill. Because in those movies you get to see a beautiful piece of God's dentistry. When you see that, how hopeless can you be? When you watch Pretty Woman, Erin Brockovich, those miraculous molars of faith's light switch, it's the smile that lifts you when life's a bitch. It's the smile that lights up the whole darn earth. Even when she plays a spider or she plays a smurf.
He's cute.
He is so stinking cute.
He's so good and he's so cute.
He is. He just seems like he's up for anything.
Yeah.
Like if someone's like, here, wear this costume, he'd be like, all right.
Yeah, it's like, here, wear the sexy potato costume, Chris
right.
Martin.
And he'd be like, sure, okay.
And he'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
Donna, more on that list. Later on that list, I found sexy shower.
Oh, sexy, how do you do that?
It's really, really bad. It's kind of what you would think of as being a sexy shower.
So you put a ring around your like head and then you put a curtain around it?
No, that would actually be a good idea if you had you were covered by a curtain.
Yeah.
No, it's like you have a drain around your neck and you're covered in plastic. And you have clear shoes on. It makes no sense.
Ew.
Yours is a better idea. But yeah, maybe Chris Martin can jump on that.
Yes.
I like this. I think he needs a little help with his rhyme schemes.
Yeah, I think the writing could,
he's like, here on earth with Erin Brockovich.
But he's charming and delightful, so all is forgiven.
He is. He's charming and delightful. I also, the way I feel about this is I'm really glad I'm not looking at Julia Roberts during this song. I just feel like she doesn't need anything else to boost that ego any higher.
Well, and her smile would probably be like really, really huge. And
exactly.
Fake.
She's like, oh gosh. This is so surprising.
He said smurf.
Yeah. Oh. So good, mean old Julia Roberts.
Take it you're not a fan.
Sure, she had a good night.
We need to see more Julia Roberts, actually.
I like her. I just think she's got a very healthy ego, which is fine.
She does, and she wants to be viewed as a funster.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Ooh, Mar, nice. If I were to be a funster for Halloween.
What? You can't. Donna, you're always a funster.
How would I dress? Oh, I should just show up as myself like this and just be like, what are you supposed to be? I'm a funster.
Yeah, that's a good it's a good excuse if you have forgotten to dress up.
Right.
To just say you're a funster.
Because the truth is, I really hate dressing up and think Halloween is stupid, but I'm going to call myself a funster.
Yeah. Well, you are a funster.
Thanks, Mar.
Let's see. Halloween is a Tuesday, Donna, by the way. So we've got a good solid day to really put in some time on a Halloween costume at work.
Quit dragging me into Halloween. I'll wear a pumpkin t-shirt.
I am dragging you, kicking and screaming into Halloween.
I'll bring Kit Kats. Hey, something cool happened on TV over the weekend. We'll get to that when we hit the couch next.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Consciousness isn't a journey upward, but a journey inward. Not a pyramid. Maze.
Entertainment.
I need to get you alone. Ooh, why not?
Thanks for listening to My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment with Donna and Marley. Something really cool happened on Saturday night.
I like to sit on the couch and watch TV.
Time to talk TV with Donna and Marley. Get their take on what to binge watch and what to delete. So get on the couch.
Well,
they're coming in hot.
Everybody got a good look at Jennifer Lopez's underside during a broadcast, a live broadcast, in fact. I can't believe this was on live national television.
Okay, so this is Jennifer Lopez performing at this fundraiser, this benefit.
It's called One Voice Somos Live, a concert for disaster relief, the Puerto Rico benefit and telethon that she organized with Mark Anthony and her boyfriend, Alex Rodriguez. I have to say, bravo. Great work.
Okay.
I mean, it's amazing that they did this. They had a lot of star power, a lot of people calling in, trying to raise a lot of money for Puerto Rico. So she starts the show, does an amazing performance.
Uh-huh.
And then she bends over with her butt side to the camera, puts her head through her legs, right? Just like, here I am.
Yeah.
But she's wearing a thong. And I'm watching this and going, what are you doing?
You're saying that to J-Lo or are you saying that to the TV execs that obviously allowed that?
Both. I'm like, okay, this is family programming.
I would think that she would have tights.
She had tights on. They were flesh colored tights.
Yeah.
And I think over the tights she had, you know, maybe a thicker band.
Yep.
If you haven't seen it, Google it.
I was just watching it. We can link it up at our website at mytalk1071.com under our show links. It's not the versions on YouTube, at least that I'm finding right now, are a little bit blurry. So I feel like you're not able to see it as clearly as maybe you were seeing it the other night.
It felt really intentional and, you know, she wanted to be sexy. She can twerk like nobody's business.
Yeah.
I mean, that is amazing what she can do. But I was a little like my mouth was hanging open, like watching this going, this is really happening right now.
she's doing this. Am I turning into a prude?
I don't know. Because I'm just thinking if I had seen it, I think I would have loved it. I didn't see it live. I think I would have loved it. And the other thing is, because I've seen it before, too. I've seen this at a Broadway show. Okay. And I want to say it was in Rent, where they're naked, bare butt or something like that. And it they're felt like reaching. And they lean over and reach through their hands. I think they do, reach their hands through their legs. I think they do that in Rent. So it's like a move.
Yeah, it felt like very stripper-like.
Well,
not, you know, no disrespect, but that's how it felt. Like I was downtown at a club and girls trying to make a few dollar bills.
Okay.
That is all. Okay, but other than that, her performance was amazing. Her energy, her stamina is, you know, unquestionably impressive.
Yeah.
And she did a few of her older songs, and she did, again, this is a concert for disaster relief. She opened with Let's Get Loud. I mean,
I love it.
Fun.
Yeah.
This show was so fun as far as the music goes. They went live to other places, other countries, mm-hmm. for other Latino performers. It was cool.
Yeah, fun. I love that. She sounds great.
I know. Yeah, she sounds good. Then she talked after that because she's hosting the show.
Mm-hmm.
She's dancing all over the place. Jackie saw it as well, and she's on the line. She wants to comment. Hi, Jackie.
Hi. You know something? I love J-Lo. As a matter of fact, I even have her fragrance, the J Love, it's called.
Oh, do you like it?
You should try it. It's great. It smells really good, but it's not overpowering at all.
Okay.
Anyway, having said that, yeah, I was a little bit taken aback. I love her. I love her dancing. She's energetic for sure, but I don't think it was appropriate for that time slot for that show.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, if I was watching this on stage, I'd be like, that, she's awesome. She is. But it was the same reaction, kind of like, what?
Sure, for just a network show.
Yeah, I mean, she was barely covering her hoochie coochie. One little slip up and things could have gone wrong.
All right. We've got Eva on the line, too. I'm not sure. Do you want to comment on Jennifer Lopez as well?
Yeah. I don't know exactly what picture you're looking at, but I just went and Googled J-Lo's butt on TV, and I found one with her in a black thong with red boots up to her knee and a silver microphone in between her legs. Like, it looks like it shouldn't be there. Like,
that's actually where the singing's coming from.
It's the vagina monologues.
Okay, I had to be careful. I don't know what you can guess on the radio, but it looks like it might be you.
Inappropriate.
Something else.
Yeah. I mean, no doubt she's hot. The whole salsa thing and the sexy thing.
Yeah.
Totally get it. It was just a matter of like when and where it was.
Yes.
Sure. And what they were doing, and they were raising money and showing videos, and there were kids, and that's all. But other than that,
all right.
Loved it. What I did see.
Okay. You loved Ricky Martin as well.
Yeah. I haven't seen him in so long. And so he did a performance. We have a clip.
He performed I Am Made of You.
At the ocean.
Okay, so, you know, if you might not love the song, but damn, did he look good.
Yeah, Ricky Martin's
gorgeous.
Hot.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, all for a great cause.
Absolutely.
Wow, but yeah, he's got an interesting little affectation going on his voice right now.
Sounds like he's gone through some training or something and started to change his voice.
Or like he's just performing in a certain style.
Yeah,
that is very much put on. So
yeah,
that's kind of.
But you know, I thought it was nice. There was a nice combination of people. Chris Martin was there. Gwen Stefani, Stevie Wonder. Demi Lovato did a beautiful job. We've got a clip of her singing "Hallelujah."
Wow, girl can sing.
Girl can sing.
Yeah,
yeah. I got goosebumps when she was performing. That was really, really nice.
It was really great.
You want to hear a quick clip of Mark Anthony, see what he was doing?
Yeah, let's see what Skeletor is up to.
Okay. This is about Puerto Rico. This song.
I mean, so that's an ode to his native Puerto Rico.
Precioso.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a good show.
Very good show.
Cool. I'm sure final numbers are still trickling in. We'll see if we can see how much they've raised so far. But I just thought they did a really great job.
That's awesome.
Yay, J-Lo. Way to go. Try to keep your pants on if you can.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Sure.
Okay, we've got to get tipsy in just a couple of minutes here. I went to brunch at a relatively new restaurant I want to tell you about.
Okay.
Got that on the way. And Starbucks has got something new for Halloween we're going to tell you about.
Yeah.
That's coming up next on My Talk 107.1. My chest is your pillow. Come out of the shadows. I know that you're fragile, yeah. Your Channel 5 Eyewitness News weather report is brought to you today by Lubriderm. Today, mostly sunny, a little milder, a high of 60, a low of 44. Tomorrow, a high of 70 at a low of 50. It's currently here at My Talk, sunny and 46 degrees. Give you the touch of missing. My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment.
Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
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 Donna, hit us with your best tip.
Okay, my tip is I had brunch at a relatively new restaurant. It used to be The Rail. I really liked it. It's The How, Daily Kitchen and Bar. Have you been?
No, I've never even heard of this. Where is it?
Oh, it's 36th and Minnehaha.
Okay, what
South Minneapolis.
South Minneapolis. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Kind of like the Longfellow neighborhood.
Yeah.
Over there. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. They've got lots of TVs. They've got like 40 tap beers.
Oh, nice.
Great Bloody Marys.
Oh, awesome. Were you there for the Vikings game?
No, I was there on Saturday morning.
Oh, okay.
So they've got, you know, two different kinds of Bloody Marys. And one, it's so funny because the people I was with, one of the girls goes, "This is the best bacon I've ever had in my life from the Bloody Mary."
Okay.
It's just like a thick cut jalapeno bacon.
Yum.
So those are really good. It comes with a splash of Guinness.
In the Bloody or on the side?
Yep,
wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Beef stick, olives, pickle, the works.
Zesty.
I had the classic. And then somebody else had a bottomless mimosa.
Ooh.
So you pay, I think it was maybe $15.
Okay.
And it's like an all-you-can-drink situation.
Wow. dangerous.
So aggressive.
I know. I know. Very aggressive. So
awesome, though. Bloody Mary's at the How. What's it called? The How restaurant?
Yep. It's okay. Called the How Daily Kitchen and Bar. It used to be the rail.
All right.
Rail station. And what I really liked about it was that it also has a patio where dogs are welcome.
Okay.
And they've got a dog menu. They give each dog a yoga mat to lie on. I mean, these people are, they have, so the dog menu are things like mutt loaf, poached eggs. So you can order food for your dog too.
Okay.
You love it. Cool. So I liked it. I really enjoyed it. I like the atmosphere. I like the neighborhood. They also own Stanley's Northeast.
Okay.
And they own Pub 819 in Hopkins. So.
Got it.
All right. Yeah. So the weather's getting a little bit cooler, but if you felt like taking your pup for a stroll and just sitting out on the patio somewhere,
special outing
it.
With your dog.
You know it.
With your doge. Your dog.
Your doge, yeah.
Do people say that? Did they say dog or doge? I feel like I've heard someone say that recently. Doge.
Like trying to get that one to stick?
I don't know. Do people say that about their dog?
I don't.
Dog or doge? I don't know.
I don't know why they would.
I'm just trying to fit in.
All right. Well, that doesn't work.
She tells it to you straight, guys. Don't worry. Stop beating around the bush. A long time ago, just speaking of that really quickly, a long time ago, I came across a, I don't know when this was or who made it, I guess, but I was in elementary school and it was a spoof magazine of Vogue. But it was Dog. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh, man.
But it sounds cute.
It was so cute. You'd love it. The entire magazine was a spoof of Vogue, but everything about it was dog-oriented.
So they were all posing like they were in a glamorous dress.
Yes, 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 yes. That's exactly what it was. It was full photo shoots of just dogs in like super dressed up outfits.
You know what? I could get behind that.
And then it would be like a look inside their homes, and they had really, really designer dog houses. It was really funny.
That's cute. Maybe that's where that dog thing came from.
I know. Maybe we can find it online somewhere. Hey, I've got a little tip for you, and it's just one of the new items that's going to be coming to Starbucks for this spooky time of year. According to some photos that have been leaked by Starbucks baristas around the country, they're planning to sell a zombie Frappuccino. From October 26th through Halloween, there's no official word yet. They haven't announced it, but it's just rumors. They're saying it's going to be made with green apple powder with pink whipped cream on top to look like brains, and then a pink mocha drizzle.
That doesn't sound bad.
It sounds okay, but the brains with the whipped cream, I mean, it has to have blood on it somewhere, doesn't it? Do you think the pink mocha drizzle is the blood? Because I was thinking, you got to have blood on there. I mean, I appreciate the brains, although I don't think I want to eat that when it looks like brains.
Yeah, it might need blood.
Yeah, it's got to have like a
juicy cherry juice or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Strawberry jam
I see
syrup.
What you're saying. I hear you.
Mm-hmm. All right, throwing that out there. You can, again, get that October 26th through Halloween is what we think. Also, I have health benefits of a good relationship, okay?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Just so you know, if you are considering checking out, getting into a relationship or knowing what it does for you, these are some things that a good relationship actually can do for you. It reduces stress. Overall, people in committed relationships have lower levels of the stress hormone cortisol. It's also good for your mental health. It makes you happier in general and you heal faster. They did a study where they gave blisters to people and the people that were in relationships healed faster.
They gave blisters to people?
Yeah, for a study. Researchers gave people blisters.
And I wonder how they do that.
They
give you like a twisty thing on your arm?
I think they probably take like some sort of ice or something like that and just, you know how they can do that if you have a wart? They'll burn it off and then that turns into a blister.
Oh, okay.
Might be something like that.
Okay.
Dry ice. I'm a doctor. Just let me know if you have any other further questions.
Okay.
Just being with the right person also makes you feel healthier. So kind of the placebo, you feel it, you think it, it'll come to life. And then finally, you're more motivated to be healthy. So basically, you're just healthier overall.
I think they say that about married men, especially. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. In a relationship.
They're always, doing better. Probably also because women are always going, you need to go to the doctor. You need to go to the doctor. You need to get that checked. You need to come for a walk with me.
Wow. You make women sound really fun.
Well, it's because if we love them and we want them to be around a long time.
We do. We do.
Our imaginary boyfriends and husbands, you know.
Hey, I've got one more tip for you as well. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, presented by Fairview Clinics. So we want you to fight it and fund it. We've compiled a list of resources in order to raise awareness and highlight many of the local organizations who also offer their support to those who are battling the disease. So you can get all more information on that at our website. Just get the details at mytalk1071.com, keyword breast.
This is our first day back after Project Down and Dirty. When you and I walked in this morning, you were like, I feel like I haven't been here in forever.
I know, it's really nice to be back, I have to say.
Actually,
what I said this morning was, man, I'm glad I have a job. It's just really nice to have a job.
Like, as opposed to having no job, is what you mean. Like, having nowhere to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, after a weekend, it's nice to have a job.
Yeah, I don't think you should be left alone for more than maybe 2 hours, 3 hours.
It's nice to have somewhere to go.
It is. It absolutely is. That I could see where that would like lead to depression.
Oh, it does.
If you didn't have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just keep saying back and forth for a while.
Yeah. No, it is hard when you're out of your comfort zone or your routine. It's very difficult to adjust. And right about the time that we started to adjust, we ended up coming back home.
How are your overall feelings, if you want to rate it with Scary Gary's, about this year's Project Down and Dirty?
You know what? That's an excellent question. Okay, let me take this to task here. Let me get my Scary Gary's up there. You might be surprised by this. This is my rating.
5 out of 5 Gary's.
Loved it.
All right.
5 out of 5 Scary Gary's.
That's what I rated too. You do?
Yeah, I think it was our best one ever.
It was. I feel like I learned a lot, and I learned things that would be useful in everyday life. You know, animals, how we share our environments and how we impact one another.
Yeah, I think we learned a lot, but I think it was a lot of fun. We also got to spend a lot of time together as our MyTalk family.
Yeah, so we got to know people. So
thank you to everyone at the Minnesota Zoo for having us.
And thank you to our listeners.
MyTalk 107.1. Everything.
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart.
Entertainment.